Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crimehouse Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Mack sitting in for Sammy P today alongside Joe O on Bet Sweats. Yeah, it's Friday. You can feel a whole lot of big-time football coming. We'll get into college football conference championship weekend and the ridiculous CFP picture in 20 minutes. And we will take a look game by game at the entire Week 14 NFL slate starting at the top of the hour. I mentioned before the break, Joe, I have been doing something. I think this is a nice thing to do as a father, right? Our daughter is 16 now. Got her license a few months ago, drives to school sometimes. I know. You're not far off, my friend. It's sitting there.
I know. I have a teenager now. I did not have a teenager last time we did a show. I have a teenager now, but he's not a normal teenager. He's like too nice. It's a problem. Good student.
He's too nice. Yeah, it's a problem.
Like, where did you come from? The daughter, when she's a teenager, that is going to be a different world, and I'm well aware of this going in. So what's happening with you?
It's been obviously it started to get very cold in the mornings, right? And so the last couple days, my daughter has asked very nicely, which is an accomplishment in and of itself for a 16-year-old girl to ask someone something very nicely. She's asked very nicely, Dad, can you go out and start the car for me? Because she parks in the driveway. There's no room in the garage for her car. And so I go out and I start the car and, you know, about 10 minutes before she's ready to leave for school. And my wife looks at me as I walk back in the front door this morning. She said, this isn't going to become an everyday thing, is it? I was like, why? Why does it matter? It's like, because we offered to get her a remote starter for this car for Christmas. She said she didn't want it. She wants clothes. I was like, it's okay. Like, I don't mind walking outside for 5 minutes in my slippers to start up a car and then walk back in. It's no skin off my nose. But my wife feels like she's losing some sort of philosophical battle to the 16-year-old version of herself that currently lives under the same roof.
All right, so here's where I'm at with a lot of this. And I kind of told on myself last night, and I think it's quite relatable. And basically, my takeaway right now with stuff like this is you're going to realize, and maybe it's me going through midlife crisis, I don't know. But I'm not buying a sports car. I've gone through this. But with a lot of this stuff, who the bleep cares? Right. It's all going to be over soon. You're going to miss the hell out of stupid stuff like this. You know what I mean? Them needing you, them wanting your help. You're going to be craving it right around the corner. But before we realize, it's going to be here quicker than we think. And like, who the hell cares about this? And I don't know if your wife is saying, teach her independence, teach her a lesson. Oh, well, she decided not to have the remote starter because I've got daddy who's going to do this for me instead of doing it myself, kind of a thing. I understand where she's coming from, but I would be where you are. I'm totally with you. It's not that big of a deal.
I'm very much there. It's not that big a deal. I'm not playing 3D chess against the 16-year-old. I'm happy to play checkers, and if I get jumped, I get jumped, and it's okay because I'm happy to go out and start the car for it. It's going to be all right. I mean, the kid is taking her SATs tomorrow. She's going to be out of the house in like a year and a half. Like, I'm totally cool with it. It's all right. I'll bite the bullet and go out in the 15-degree temperatures to start the car every couple of days.
Do you think she's going to go away for college?
Yeah, well, this is a completely separate
conversation. Oh, no.
She
isn't that part of this? It would be. Like, my wife is going to have she's already saying, you're not going anywhere.
Oh, she's going somewhere. The question is she going to go where my wife thinks is best? I have let my hands off the theoretical steering wheel here and said, kid, you make your own decision here, because she, and through no fault of my own, I don't think anyway, she desperately wants to go to Penn State. Okay. She wants to go. That's where she's envisioned herself since she was like,
no wonder you're like, it's your choice because she's going where you want her to go.
Yeah. You don't have a problem with that, do you, Chris?
It's our idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She might be in line for the head coaching job. Who knows? But she desperately wants to go there, even though Penn State is notorious for not giving out a lot of financial aid. And my wife, who is the money, very much the money person in the family, is like, well, you should think about WVU or Duquesne or other places that are going to offer you money because you have good grades and good test scores and all this. And I'm like, just let her do what she wants to do. I got no control over whether she's going to have $100,000 in loans when she gets out of school in 5 years. Like, that ain't me. I'll help you, kid, as best we can. But like, it's up to you. You make your decision. You got to live with it. So that's a completely different thing. Penn State's 2.5 hours down the road, though. It's not like she couldn't come home if she didn't want to.
I bet you maybe your only input is just don't go into my business. I don't care what you do. Don't go into my business.
Do not find something legit. After all, as Uncle Joe said, it'll all be over soon anyway.
That could mean a lot of things. A lot of things. Okay, so how I was telling on myself, and I realized this at the time, but there were some people that were supporting me. Basically, I carved out a tweet last night while I was there, after I made my Lions futures bets at the orchestra concert for Christmas, stating how I feel strongly that, especially at intermission, that if your kid is done performing, you should be able to leave.
Yes.
I understand I am never, ever, ever going to win this battle. And I understand some parents would take that the wrong way. But like, I'm saying, you know what? Maybe they won't be as nervous. There's not as many people there. They might actually enjoy it. Like, look, everybody's going because of their kid. They're not going because of the other kids. But I understand I'm never going to win that battle. The discussion happened. Well, if you have to go, you can go. I'm like, okay, I know what the words are, but like, you don't mean that. So that's not, I'm going to take the L here. I will stay. It's fine. It's a hell of a Thursday night football game. I do have to talk about it in the morning, but who the hell cares? Cause I'm fired in 2 weeks. So like,
it'll all be right. over soon anyway.
I'll stay. Yes. I'll only end up missing maybe the first quarter, and it is on my phone in the empty chair next to me on YouTube TV anyways. So, it was Prime last night. But you get the point. And I know you've been there many, many times. Like, we would like to leave, dance recitals, all that stuff. But like, you can't. It is frowned upon. I would like it to be socially acceptable.
You got the, well, if you have to, if you really, if you want to, I mean, that's fine. Go ahead. That is the worst. That is the... It's just a giant mountain of guilt being thrown into your lap. And you feel terrible then, regardless of what decision you make, because you're either sitting there, like you said, watching the first quarter of the game while you're sitting in this auditorium, listening to kids play instruments off key and miss notes, or you leave and you go home and you get to watch the game in its entirety, but then you've got to deal with the aftermath and the cleanup. And neither option is a good one.
Took the L. It was a short concert. It was fine. It was scheduled for an hour. I think it went 45 minutes. So it was not a big deal. But when I said I was telling on myself, it's like a few years from now, I'll be dying for these concerts, right?
Yeah.
Sappy Joe will be like, oh, man, I remember one. I missed those. I wouldn't mind doing that. Like, oh, yeah, I had to see this Thursday night game. Like, there's not another freaking sporting event in a couple hours that I have to see, right? Like, yeah.
I remember when I left the Coral concert early to watch Dak Prescott throw a pair of picks.
Yes, Pickens exactly.
Loaf through routes.
I didn't even have a side or a total, you know, a couple props fine, but like, no. All right, it's fine. I will, I'll take the L there. But we'll get to our college plays in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But Friday feels.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Where are you on, as a big college football guy, where are you on this championship weekend? Because I'm struggling with this. Because at this time of year, the committee enters all of these conversations, unfortunately. But you've got the committee telling us no matter what happens, it's not going to impact these teams in a negative way, even though that's a blatant lie, because of course it is. Right. Because you've got situations like you mentioned with Virginia. We've got situations with BYU as a massive underdog. Their playoff lives on the line, which will impact other schools as well, like Notre Dame, to mention just one. So, of course, it's going to impact teams and other teams. But it's a struggle for me because I'm not sure how much these teams care. And in the NIL era, I'm not sure how much they're going to care. And I'm not sure how much it matters, really, for Ohio State and Indiana. Sure, pride
not at all.
Is a factor, but like pride means as little as we've seen in our lifetimes so far. So it is a bit of a struggle to bet these games.
Yeah, it is the most meaningless 1-2 game possibly in the history of college football. Just totally meaningless. Neither one of these teams, if they lose, is falling out of the top four and missing out on a bye. It's just not happening. So that game means absolutely nothing other than maybe Kurt Cignetti getting an opportunity to prove that his team really is as good as their record says they are, right? And I could see Cignetti internalizing that and projecting it onto his team. And I understand that's probably why the line sits at 4. I think it's ridiculous that it's that short, but we can save that conversation for later maybe. It's the weekend in itself. I don't think we're going to have it much longer. We talked about it on BetMGMU last night, me and RJ Choppy and John Martin. Get it in your Odyssey app right now. But we talked about it. This conference championship weekend is becoming obsolete. Like when so many of these games don't mean anything, when you've got teams like Vanderbilt was doing this week, trying to maybe piece together a 13th game to stay on the committee's radar with a quality win. They were talking to Utah. They were trying to convince Miami to schedule a game for this weekend so that they would have a result on conference championship weekend for the committee to look at. It's eventually when this playoff expands, as it will, because these things don't never get smaller. They only get bigger so they can draw more money. When it gets to 16, and then someday it'll get there. You can laugh at me now if you want. It'll get to 24 or 32. These conference championship games will be obsolete. They will be, this weekend will be like a play-in weekend to the field of 16. That's what it'll be. And you know what? I'm okay with that. If conferences are going to have 16, 18, 20 teams in them anyway, and nobody plays the same opponents, and it's impossible to figure out who the hell's supposed to even be in the conference championship game in the first place, why are we playing them? Especially if they don't mean anything. And other BYU having a shot to win their way into the playoff, and I get it, these group of five teams, especially like a JMU, James Madison has a chance to sneak into the playoff if they win tonight and things fall their way tomorrow night. Yeah, I get it. Some of them still matter, but you could accomplish those same things with elimination games this weekend that aren't conference championship games and conferences that really have no identities left to themselves anymore anyway, outside of the SEC.
We're going to get there soon. It's hard to get rid of tradition in certain sports. Baseball's always one. They eventually move on from things, and college football's in the process of doing the same thing. But the previous conversation was, oh, you can't get rid of the bowl games. So how did we put lipstick on that pig? Well, let's just make these playoff games bowl games. We'll just call them that, which is dumb.
Yeah.
It's the freaking quarterfinals. It's the semifinals. Oh no, it's the Fiesta Bowl. Okay, whatever. If that makes you feel better,
play it where you want. It doesn't matter. It's the playoff.
So where we're going to be, you're right about everything you said, but where we're going to be is it's going to be the professional model, and these championship games are going to go away. So if those championship games go away, why are there conferences? Well, maybe there won't be. Maybe it's going to be a big super league or two super leagues, like the conferences with the AFC and the NFC. I think that is more likely and something that we're going to see. And you're right, we will see more expansion. It is not going to be 12. That is, they're already telling you that is not the long-term plan. That's not the short-term plan. So they're going to expand there. So what do you do this weekend? You see some media members in this sport that have a lot of power and a lot of say that are already talking about having play-in games this weekend. So it's going to be like the NCAA tournament, or it's going to be like baseball where they have wild card games. It's going to be wild card weekend, something like that, where teams on the line, everything on the line. You know what? Would it be better to see BYU play a team more at their level to be able to get in? Do we want to see Notre Dame, Miami duke it out on the field again to settle this argument? I think the takeaway is going to be, oh, hell yeah, because the conferences don't mean anything anymore anyways.
We're only about 2 years away from it happening, too. Once the ACC television contract is up and that goes by the wayside, that conference will get absolutely raided, and that's when you'll see the super leagues and all of this start to fall into place. The most interesting CFP scenario, though, doesn't surround Miami or Notre Dame, as Joe just mentioned. It's the possibility of an entire conference missing the playoff. We'll get into it next on Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.